Hi, so I'm back. Divine Blue is my name for part four, which is the final part of Your Truth. And I realize that as I'm sharing this message with you, a lot of things are coming up. It's like there is a well of fresh water inside of me that I feel I need to share with those that are thirsty to hear the truth. But I'm going to allow this to be the last part of this segment, and just see what's coming up, because I can feel that there's a lot coming up, but I'm not entirely sure what it is, whether it's attached to this message or if it's another message that is bursting to come out as well. So I feel quite full speaking about your truth. It's very important, it's vital. At this time or of our evolution, of our planetary shift, that you become one with your truth. If you really, really want to grow and expand your consciousness and connect to all that you are and more of who you shall become, your truth is the doorway. Your truth is the door that's opened up to you, that has always been open to you, but we've just closed it all the time. We've just turned our back on our doors, on our truth. So I feel that this pressure in my stomach that's there right now is to really let you know it's important, it's vital, it's paramount that you think about living your truth sooner than later. I feel like there's a kind of urgency for all of us to be in our truth right now. I feel as though it's like a ref. It's going to be a refuge. It's going to be a safe place for us to be, living in our truth. So whatever it's going to take, whatever it takes, think about it seriously. Think about being in your truth, because it's going to be where, you're going to be safe. You're going to be comforted. It's going to be your protection. Yeah, that's what's coming up for me to share with you. Find your truth inside of yourself. Because to be honest, it's nowhere else. If you look somewhere else, you're going to find other truths. But if you want to connect to your truth, the only way out is within, literally. So, yeah, it's been a wonderful message. I didn't really plan this message. I just wanted to share what was there on my chest, in my heart, and this is what's coming up. So this is a message for myself as well. I'm going to play it back and listen, and see what my soul has us all to hear, me included, because as channels, which we all are, when blockages remove out of our way, our channels become really clear, and the universal forces and sources, they send messages through this channel for us to share with others, and also for us to be listeners of this message. So as I'm sharing, I'm listening too, and I'm gonna choose to continue living my truth. I don't want to live anything else. I refuse to live anything else. I don't care what anybody else thinks anymore about me. It's not important. It's important that I live my truth, just as much as it's important for you to live your truth. And let's live our truths together. You're always going to have company amongst others that are living truth. Will you be loved and cared for and accepted, and not be judged? Because true love never judges you anyway. True love really accepts you for who you are. So in order for you to be accepted, or even test yourself around people that are living their truth, be open to them and see, how true they are, because we all want to be accepted really, for who we truly are, and love is the only thing that does that. Love will accept you regardless of who you are, who you want to be. So love is around you. Love is waiting to accept you for who you truly are. You just have to trust that. No, that's the truth. Just trust love. And know that I love you. And always remember, I am you. Peace.